For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. It's been a bumpy ride for the GOP this week, not just in Washington, but on the campaign trail here in Tennessee. President Trump's off-the-cuff remarks continue to inflame his opponents and startle his supporters. Here to discuss that is political analyst Otis Sanford. Welcome back.
Hello, Chris.
So both Tennessee Senators Bob Corker and Lamar Alexander were critical of Trump's performance with Putin early this week. But even Marsha Blackburn, who is running to replace Corker, came out with some strong words, calling Russia an adversary and a bad actor. Otis, did this surprise you, given that she's campaigning as a diehard Trump supporter?
It did not surprise me just because she had to say something about Russia. And notice, Chris, in her statement, she did not directly criticize Donald Trump. She just made it clear that she believes that Russia did indeed interfere in the 2016 election. So she tried to be as strong as she possibly could be on that score, but she did not go as far as Bob Corker did. Basically, I think he called this a train wreck or something to that effect. And I think her opponent, Phil Bredesen, was a little bit more critical of the president than even she was, but she did have to say something about that.
Well, now, Bredesen is ahead in the polls, but mm-hmm. he did sort of take a more low-key approach. He said, "I believe our own defense and intelligence agencies much more than the president of Russia." As a Democrat, he might have come on even stronger.
Probably could have. But again, Phil Bredesen is running the kind of campaign that is trying to be middle of the road. He, from the very beginning, has been going after independent voters in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Independent voters in Tennessee have voted Republican for the last several election cycles. So he is not going to heavily criticize Donald Trump. But even in that statement, was sort of a dig at the president.
Otis, early voting started on Friday. We know that the numbers were up the first day, but there was no real signal of like a blue wave or the red tide. What are we learning from voters so far?
Well, I mean, it was heavy voting on the first day. But after through Monday of this week, early voting has actually been far less than it was 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. And that's a little troubling to me. I thought that it would be much higher. When I looked at the places where early voting started at the very beginning, I discovered that the early voting site out in Germantown in New Bethel Church had by far the most people voting.
Right.
That tells me that Republicans are coming out to vote. They have a gubernatorial primary that they are interested in. And it seems that seems to be driving turnout more so than the county mayor's election is driving turnout, which does not bode that well for Democrats.
Otis, this week you hosted a debate yourself at Downtown Rotary. This is the last one for Shelby County Mayor. What did you want to know about the candidates?
I think what came through with that debate, and it was full of a lot of issues, there were some contrasting views. David Lenore came across, which I'm not surprised, he was a little more conservative on some of the issues, especially as related to crime. He was highly critical of Lee Harris in terms of education. Lee Harris criticized Lenore because Lenore wants to create a position of education liaison. Harris was very critical of that because he thought that that was just adding to more bureaucracy. But overall, I think that we do have, of all the people who ran in the primary, the two best qualified candidates, and Shelby County will be in decent hands no matter who wins.
Political analyst Otis Sanford, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Chris.
WKNO has more political coverage on our website, wknofm.org. This is WKNO News. I'm Christopher Blank.